Fenna meiste mit dem Samen Sesme. Mit Mittel und Reben. Samen Sesme was a giant. The Hill of Parachir writes about the Zalman Zezmer, Anira Isi Vildi Bali Meich. The Hill of Parachir was himself a God Neilom. Writes, I saw crazy minds, Kemeid of Zalman Zezmer. The Hill of Parachir used to say, Yede Chosid of Hob Ma Rebbe Mit A Chosid. Every Chosid needs to have a Rebbe and a Chosid, which meant a Rebbe and a Mashpia, who teaches him how to do what the Rebbe inspires. Zalman Ben Zeir Gres. And accordingly, there was an expectation on him from the Rabbeim for perfection, if you will. And the Mitzvah Rebbe once said a Maimir. And after the Maimir, the Zalman Zezmer Azogiton, Ichoben the Maimir Nishgehet Kein Nais. The Zalman Zezmer said, in this Maimir I heard nothing new, no news. The Zalman Zezmer had the kind of memory that not only would he remember everything, but he would remember every detail of everything. In other words, he would revisit a maimed that he heard 20, 30, 40 years before. He would see the room and every person and what they were doing throughout the maimed. An incredible mind. A meshugin atfisa. So he remembered every maimed he ever heard from the Alter Rebbe, from the Mittler Rebbe, Kaviyosum. And we know, as a matter of fact, it's mentioned even in the Hayyam Yayim, that there were maimorim that the Rabbeim would repeat verbatim. To purify the air. So he commented, in this moment there was no news. I heard nothing new. That Mittler was machpit. Mittler was not happy about it. Now, the Maimed HaMuzgir is the reason the Mittler wasn't happy about it was not that Nishgehet Ken Nayas. Because it's conceivable that there was no Nayas. But as the Rebbe uses the Lashon, Oid is the Zelbe, Moir is Alam Olanandere. Even if the light is the same, but it's new godliness. It's a Rebbe. A Rebbe doesn't chazer chsidus. A Rebbe says chsidus. A Rebbe says a maimer. And the pshat saying a maimer is that it's a new gilui. The words and the seichel is from a perspective of godliness. Meheicha teisa. Okay, so there was no intellectual newness, but there was a new gilui. And the Mittler Rebbe said, Vos, eret nishgehet kenayis ichlem fashikin in Sibir. What? No news? I'm going to send them to Sibir. That's exactly what happened. Now, let me say this way. I'm not afraid that if I were to say about a maimas, nishtok and nayas with mefashikin in Sibir, because I am a nobody. And I feel a dos echit nisht. But here's a maimah, Yudat. There must be 25 such maimorim. Maybe more. In other words, if you go from the Alter Rebbe till the Rebbe, from the Rebbe alone, you probably have a half a dozen. And it's based on the Teira Eir, Pashas Vayechi. Then you probably have several versions of the Alter Rebbe. Then you have in the middle of Rebbe Kama Makim. Then from Tzemach Tzedek, from the Rebbe Marash, from the Rebbe Nishpasei. Every Rebbe probably said the Mam Yehuda Atta. And they're very, very uniform. It's the same Maimish. Bechlal, as you know, I've told this to you so many times, in the Maimorim, there's a clear standard and a continuity. Maimorim come from the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe Rashab said once it's in Teir Sholem, Ich will sich mishtadl, alts was ich sage, is alts dem Rebbe's. I make every effort that whatever I say is the Rebbe's. The Rebbe's meaning the Alter Rebbe's. And if in an occasion I add something, Im shagisi havaya atev yechapet. If I add something to the Alter Rebbe's words and I'm wrong, so the Rebbe shtam echel sein. Chassidus Chabad is the Alter Rebbe's. It's incredibly true as a fact. And you can see it in the Maimonim. The Alter Rebbe said, 2,000 memorim, like Tzemach Tzadik brings. He said more, but we have about 2,000 memorim. And Rubim Kukulma already published. And the memorim of the later Rabbeim are based on the memorim of the Alter Rebbe. Sometimes more and sometimes less. Each Rebbe had his derech, each Rebbe had his ishtalshalos. The Moir is alam alanaya. The Rebbe is always new. The get lechet is frish. But the Torah, so when you learn memorim, you hear the Ato, you learn one of them, two of them, three of them, ten of them, 20, all things. It's all the same maimon. Now, if you hear a maimah from the Rebbe, I once heard from a friend of mine who worked on the maimorim. So he told me that there were two hanochas, two transcripts of a maimah from Tzemach Tzedek. One was in the Pilul Parashat, and the other was from a yid by the name of Rebbe El Kalisker. Rebbe Dave Ber Mikalisk was a gute cop. He came to Lubavitch, already a younger man, he was already married, and it's a genum and chassidus chabad, and he wrote very good hanochas, very good transcripts. So this friend of mine says, you look at the Hanukkah of Rebbe El Kalisker, look at Hanocha, the people parachute. And they're very different. What's the difference, he says? And this is a maven. I'm telling you what I heard from somebody who works on the publishing of my Maimonim. He knows what a ksav is, knows what a Hanocha is, he understands. And it's like Tzachbamir, I'm repeating it to you. He says, look at the Bel Palske's Maimir. It looks like a Maimir in Teira Eir. It's a Maimir from Tzemach Tzedek. And he's not writing what the Tzemach Tzedek wrote or the Tzemach Tzedek thought. He's writing what the Tzemach Tzedek said. And the Tzemach Tzedek said a Maimir, and it sounds almost the same as the Teira Eir. You read the same Hanocha from Reb Hillel, it's the same Maimir. But what Reb Hillel does when he writes the Maimir is he accentuates the Chiddush. Look at the Bihil's Hanocha, you see you're looking at somebody who's not just a chassid, but a maven in chassidus. A maven. Reb Shmuel Ber Barisser said, Ichab, you can't sway with some kata chush in chassidus. I know two people who are a chush in chassidus. Reb Hillel Paracher and the Rebbe Rashab. This is a part. Reb Hillel. So Reb Hillel wrote a Hanocha of the same mind, but he didn't just write what the Tzemach Tzedek said. I'm sorry for saying it because it doesn't going to sound right. He wrote what the Tzemach Tzedek meant. Now if I wrote what the Tzemach Tzedek meant, or you wrote what Tzemach meant, that's my very time from this Medrash. Reb Hillel was Reb Hillel. Reb Hillel Parashev. Amongst the greatest Hasidim, he was a Oishna. He says, you look at Hanochas, you see, that Rabbeim said my mother. They looked and sounded the same. A maven, it's a fanatic clip, a real expert who knew all the Maimonim, knew what said already in Teira Eir, knew already what said in Teira Chaim, and saw what the Tzemach Tzedek is trying to say. And sometimes the Chiddush is small. The nuance, the nice is clean. But the small change doesn't change it a little bit. It changes it exponentially. It changes it completely. The Rebbe's Maimonim, sometimes the Rebbe will take a Maimon from Friedrich and Rebbe, and Chazer the Maimon. But if you see what the Rebbe is doing with the Maimir, at Mamish, at the Reitis Mitten Kaparab, a small change changes the entire structure and purpose and end of the Maimir completely. I'm not going to say to you that we have in this Maimir the kind of Nayas that changes the Maimir completely. But to me, the Nayas is the paragraph, Vehine B'mokamachan, on page Pei Beis. And then the first line of the next paragraph, Vihine Me'inyin Zeh, which is interesting because the Rebbe starts something and doesn't finish it. But we're going to learn, in effect, a standard Maimed. I probably already taught you such a Maimed. In the few years that we're doing this, that we're learning one from the Rebbe, Allah Seydir, we're learning a Maimed with Hashem's help, of course. A Maimed in a morning. A whole Maimed in a morning. It's a short little Maimed. And it's very typical. So let's learn it. Allah said it. And the part that's new, the Nayas, is on the second page. I told this to you once, well, a woman came up to me after a shiur like this, really upset at me. Who do I think I am? And she's right. I'm talking nobody. And she was not capable of hearing it. This is how Hasidim listened to my Maimonim. Hasidim listened to my Maimonim. The Maimonim are all based on the earlier Maimonim. And to make believe it's not true, you have that option, you know. But that's not the way it's Maimonim are supposed to be learned. The Rebbe many times said it's helpful to look at the background of the Maimed. The Rebbe in fact wrote it in the Maimed Eishes Goyim Amalek. You want to understand what's so special about the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimed Eishes Goyim? Learn his father's Maimed first, and see what the Rebbe Nishma Seidin wrote, and then see what the Friedrich Rebbe adds. What's the uplegging Besed the Chiddushim? So let's get to the Maimed Yehuda. It's in Parshas Vayechi. And Yaakov, of course, is giving brachas to his children. The first three sons don't exactly get brachas, right? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi go away a little bit shaken by the brachas they got for their father. And as Rashi says in Chumash, Yehuda is trying to back out of the room. He's going to get it next. And Yaakov Avinu gives Yehuda a bracha. And the bracha begins, Yehuda, Ata yeducha achecha v'gamer, you are going to be praised by your brothers. Now the words Yehuda and Yeducha are Lashon Nefel Lashon. Yehuda means to acknowledge and to praise, and Yeducha means to acknowledge and to praise. In Chassidus, the word Yehuda and the word Heida, Yehuda, is from the word Hoid, which means to acknowledge, but to submit. Heida means to submit, to bittle. So the Rebbe continues and he says, Mavaye bezekfei gedush dat morazokim beteireir. The Alter Rebbe begins to explain what Yehuda means. And he doesn't discuss so much in this Maimon the bracha that Yaakov gave Yehuda. He discusses instead the very name of Yehuda. three lines into the Maimer, the Yehudu, well, shame, what is the name of Yehudu? Hapam Eides Havaye, that on this occasion, Leia says, I will now submit and thank God Almighty, Inyan Abit. We all learned Chumash. And it says in Chumash Rashi, Leia was a Nevi'a, and she knew two truths. But Yaakov was going to marry four wives, and that he was going to have 12 children. So on average, that's three per wife. So she has Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Hapam, Eides Hashem. Oh, for this I have to thank the Meibishtim. Because this is beyond my measure. That's Pshuta Shomik. Chassidus says, Hapam, Oideh, now I will submit and have a bittle in my relationship with the Meibishtim. Elo says the Rebbe. Shetchilu mevayir inyan avedes hashvatim shalfonu. In order for the Alter Rebbe to explain adequately what Yehuda's inyan is, and what the idea of Eides Havaya, which is the idea of Bittel, he goes back and explains Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And after you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, only afterwards can you possibly have the Inyan of Yehuda. So the Maimer of the Alter Rebbe and Teir Eir talks about the four names of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and arguably it belongs in Pashas Vayetze, because it doesn't discuss the Brachas. It simply explains their names al pi Chassidus. So let's do it in order. Umavayir Bazan, the Alter Rebbe explains. The Inyan Reuven. What is the idea of Reuven? Reuven is Al Shem. It's based on the idea Kiro Havaya Vagabe. That the Abishta saw Leah's suffering, and because he saw her suffering, he gave her a son, so she called him Reuven. But Chassidus explains that the name Reuven doesn't only mean that the Abishta sees, but that we too should see in Avoida. What is the concept of Reuven? Not how the Eibishter saw Leah, but how we could see and relate to the Eibishter. He had an ear, but of course, it's the concept of seeing godliness. And what does this mean? You can only see things that are close to you. Haino, this means Shavei Dehi. That the idea of seeing godliness involves being yon elakus, those aspects of godliness shebekid of la'elam, which are close to the world. Which is also what is described in Pasuk Umar, and Menachem, raise your eyes heavenward, ura'u, and you'll be able to see me, bara'elah, the Eibishter that created all of this. But seeing the Eibishter is only possible when you focus on Eila and the physical world, which is close to you. So you're taka seeing the Eibishter, but you're seeing the Eibishter in aspects that are close to you. When one contemplates Bavona Vasoga with full understanding, not the absolute greatness of the Eibishter, but regardless of the greatness of Hashem as the Creator. I'm not thinking about God. I'm thinking about God the Creator. I see how great His world is and how diverse His world is. I am impressed and inspired by the truth of Hashem on a level that's called seeing. And in general, the idea that godliness fills the world in a revealed and an intimate and an immediate way. Hine, Hayizban the Nezuum, one considers Hashem's involvement in the world. And one sense of Hashem based on the things that are closest to Him, shibederech of a kiro, these things you can see because they're close to you. Mivil inyan avasavaya, it makes a person love that Eibishta. Leis pulchana, there is no service ke pulchana derechimuz, the service of love, because the ahava he bebchinas kiro. Love means closeness. Or to say the Chassidus says that love means the want of being close. So it connects two things: seeing godliness and loving godliness. Seeing godliness means relating to the godliness that's close to us. And consequently, when you see the godliness that's close to us, or to say it alternatively, because the godliness is close to us, we're therefore able to see it, and we develop a love for the Mishnah. Let's continue. Okay, I'll give you the explanations after we do Shimon. What's Shimon? Al Shem Kishoma Avaya Vagayim. Leah says, God not only saw my suffering, but He heard my suffering. But Shimon isn't only the Mishnah listening to Leah, but us listening to godliness. Translates the Rebbe, what is the concept of hearing godliness? The concept where I cannot see godliness, but I can only understand it and hear it. What does that mean? When I'm dealing with a godliness which is further away from me, more theoretical. Not seeing Hashem to the physical universe, but seeing Hashem more directly, because it's farther away from me, I cannot see it, I can only hear it. In other words, I cannot relate to it intimately, I can only relate to it indirectly, which is called hearing. He's relating to concepts of godliness removed from the world. And I guess in classic language, this would mean relating to the godliness not of Memale Kalaman, but the godliness of Sevav Kalaman. It's a higher level, but I don't know it as well. Shaveda Bazeh, but the service in this, Hirak Mashe Meya Maven, he hears and understands Sheyesh Dvarim, that these ideas exist. But they're far away from his understanding, and therefore he cannot see them, he can only understand them. And the emotion that this elicits, when you're relating to godliness which is higher and further from you, it impresses upon the person to fear the Eibishter. Think of it in a physical mushal. In Chassidus they bring the mushal what's called Schwindeltrepp. You know what's Schwindeltrepp? A spiral staircase. And the mushal of Schwindeltrepp makes an assumption. You have a spiral staircase, and every time you make a complete revolution, you face another door on a higher floor. So you have a door here, and a door here, and a door here, and a door here. But to go from this door to this door, you turn your back to the door below, and then you will circle around and face the next door. Then you'll turn your back to the second door, and then face the third door. So in Chassidus, this is explained using the words of Panim and Acherayim. First, you're entering into a door. You're facing godliness. Facing godliness means you're close to it and you can see it. But then you want to go to a higher level, so you have to turn your back on the lower madrega. Now you're in a matzav of Acherayim. What does the back mean? I don't see. I don't understand. I don't feel. I only believe. I only accept. But this turning your back on the level below is not the pshat that I no longer understand what I saw lower. I'm going to a higher level. When I was on the lower level of godliness, in other words, as Armando would say it, the godliness that I know from the world, I could see. I look around the world, the universe is the greatest witness and testimony to the Eibishter, but not the truth of the Eibishter, the godly creative aspect of the Eibishter. If I want to go higher than that, this I cannot see. So I turn my back. But my back is to a higher level than what I was able to see. And eventually you reach an even higher level, with a level that you can only relate to with your back turned, you can also come and face. This is how Chassidus explains it. So who's better, Reuven or Shimon? And of course the answer is, at least in this maimed, as opposed to other maimedim, yesh bazeh, mash'ein bazeh, yesh bazeh, mash'ein bazeh, each one has its own advantages. Reuven is much more directly connected to Likus, but only that level of Likus which I can directly connect to, the godliness of the world. And therefore Reuven sees how the Eibishter is b'chalkal chayim b'chesed, the Eibishter is a good God and he gives us all my needs, so he makes me love him. Shimon is higher than Reuven. Shimon doesn't want to only relate to the Eibishter, which is my creator and my provider. He wants to relate to the Eibishter with to Lagabi, whom the world is insignificant, Lagabi, whom the Eibishter is emes, and so forth and so on. But Shimon, because he's choosing to relate to godliness on a higher level, he's not seeing it. He's only understanding it. So the advantage of Reuven is the level of the clarity. The advantage of Shimon is that you're less directly connected to the godliness, but a much higher madriga. This is what life is. Life is a climb, it's a growth, it's a process, it's a progression. And what transpires in the course of our lives are, there's godliness which relate to very pneumistic Hashem in our daily life, because we feel him and we experience, which is called Reuven, seeing love. Then there's a godliness which is higher, which we access, which we focus on when we're in more holy states, when we're davening, when it's Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. This we cannot experience intimately because it's beyond our panosa, if you will. And it elicits a very different kind of an emotion. We only understand it, we don't see it. And it elicits a sense of fear and awe and respect and humbleness, as opposed to a love and a geschmack and a closeness. So it's a combination. Reuven is lower but more intimate. Shimon is higher and less direct. And it elicits the two emotions of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Now, before we continue, I want to share this with you as an introduction to the next lines. You probably have come across this in Chassidus, but you have it in Tanya chapter 35, Pedek Lamed Hei, and bekama v'kama makoymis. In relating to the Rebishter, there's two possibilities. Possibility A is relating to the Rebishter as human beings. I, as a person, have a connection to God. Possibility B is related to the Eibishter as servants of God, or as conformers to the divine will. Whatever the Eibishter wants, we follow. So which is better? To have a relationship with the Eibishter based on my own personal sense of Him, or to have a relationship with the Eibishter based on what the Eibishter wishes? And of course, I'll skip a lot of steps and I'll avoid a lot of pitfalls and I won't tell you the whole truth. You need both. The personal relationship with the Eibishter is so important because that means this human being is connected to Atzmus Ein Sof. And at the same time, the following the will of Hashem connects us to the Eibishter on the Eibishter's terms. So you have in Tanya chapter 35, if I love God, then I fear God, and because of that love and that fear, I'm involved with the Eibishter. Alter Rebbe says, Yesh Mish Ayyub, that's me. It's my ego. Why is it my ego? Because I'm defining God. I'm relating to God Almighty in as much as I have defined what the Eibishter is. I love Him my way. I fear Him my way. So beyond the love and beyond the fear, there's something called Teirin Mitzvahs. Teirin Mitzvahs is where I'm tapping into the Eibishter on the Eibishter's terms. In which case, I have a connection to the Eibishter, which is true. So listen to this. If a person starts learning Teirin and doing Mitzvahs, off the bat, finished. If I start learning Teda, doing mitzvahs off the bat, I'm serving Hashem with a Kabbalah sale. I'm connecting to Hashem on the truest levels. And what do I feel? Nothing. But if I first do Reuven and then do Shimon, first I try to love Hashem by relating to the Eibishter who's close to me that I could love. Then I raise myself to a level of awe, respect, and the sense of reverence for Hashem by relating to Hashem which is beyond me, and then I learn Teirin and Mitzvahs. So if I first loved Him by relating to Him that's close to me, then I developed the respect and an awe for Him by relating to Him that's far from me, and then I connected to Him on His terms, then when I do the Teirin and Mitzvahs, I'm not just having Kabbalah Seil, I'm experiencing an intimacy with the Eibishter. And this is Levi. Ach, akach bo Levi. What is Levi? Al Shem Apam Yalavi Ishialai. Now my husband, my fire, will join with me. Levi is an interesting thing. Leah gives the reason for his name, but doesn't give him the name. The name was given by the Eibishter. Apam Yalavi Ishialai Vayikras Shmei Levi. She gives the reason for his name. Levi means connection, but the name was given by Atzmus Ein Sof. Shumiloshen Chibur Vesachtos. Levi means connectedness. So if I do mitzvahs practically, which means I'm connecting to God not by my own definition, but by God's. Mitzvahs connect me to the Meibishter. We become one with the Meibishter. Blessed be He. But if I simply do mitzvahs, so I'm one with the Meibishter, blessed be He, and I don't know it. But if I first love, which is closer to me, and then I'm awed, which is farther from me, and then I do what I'm told, which is even farther from me, that ultimate truth I'm also able to feel. Teferes, I feel intimacy with the Eibishter. It's not love, which is a movement. It's not fear, which is the opposite movement. It's an intimacy. We had in Tanya chapter 9, which we just learned recently in Chitas, the day before yesterday, that Teferes is Midai Simcha. What's the connection between Simcha and Teferes? It's a Pashat Azar. Love means I want. Fear means I don't want to lose. Teferes means I have. That's all. And when one has, there's nothing to fear. So teferes is the joy of intimacy with Hashem. It's called le'isakolo b'yikar ha'malchus. Maybe to look directly at the glory kvayachol of Atzmus Ein Sof. So you have Reuven and Shimon. If Levi follows Reuven and Shimon, it gives you not just a connection, it gives you the experience of that connection. Says the Rebbe, v'yesh levay er kesher ha'anyonim. Let's tie all these things together. Mash inyan zavadavke la'achere. First you have to have aveda b'kava ava, loving the Eibishter. And then you have a kava yira, being awed and feared by the Eibishter. And you have to understand, these are very complicated ideas, because ava and yira are also mitzvahs. The Eibishter said to love him and fear. But the Maimon splits it, in other words. The Maimon is seeing ava v'yira as the human connection, as it's described in Tanya, Perek Lamed Hei. And then he says, comes mitzvahs. And why? And he brings the Tanya. All 248 positive mitzvahs are properly inspired by love. Tanya chapter 4. And fear is the foundation and source, or the source and foundation of all the 365 negative mitzvahs, like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya. If you want to do mitzvahs d'achayis properly, you have to love him. If you want to stay away from avedus holy, you have to fear him. So love and fear set up for a proper performance, for a comprehensive performance of mitzvahs. Klolos ingin sur merav aseite. It's the idea of not doing any avedus and doing mitzvahs in general or on an emotional level. Says the Rebbe Shazeh, koilol kolos kol mitzvahs. When a person loves the Rebbe Shazeh and fears the Rebbe Shazeh, they're not doing mitzvahs, but they have their koyach to perform these mitzvahs. Lefichach boy. Therefore, the seder is that al yedei agedomas avav yid. First, the yid loves the Eibishter, which is a human emotion of love. How do you love the Eibishter? You relate to the Eibishter that's close to you. When you relate to the Eibishter that's close to you, develop a feeling of love. Then comes fear. How do you develop fear of the Eibishter? You relate to the Eibishter who's farther away from you. That elicits fear. Then comes mitzvahs. Lebechinas you love ishe alai. Five lines from the bottom. Kiyama mitzvahs. I perform mitzvahs. It connects me to the Eibishter. So you have ahava. So we're not talking here about the mitzvah of ahava. We're talking about the human experience of love. That comes first. And that motivates that tomorrow, if you will, if you want to put it into a framework of zman, I will do mitzvahs, I say. Then comes yireh, which will affect that tomorrow I'll be nizir mitzvahs, leis say. And then when I learn Torah and do mitzvahs, I experience that connectedness to the Eibishter. Says the Rebbe, v'hi amida ha-gimel. This is the third emotion. The Rebbe calls it amida. Ha-bo al yedei. It follows hiskalelos beiz amida shalafaneh. The two emotions that come first. Four lines from the bottom. Zeo mashakosav yelov ishi elai. My husband, which goes on the Eibishter, should become connected to me. Says the Rebbe, the ishi. My fire, translates the Rebbe. Pirush eishali, my fire. The koyal eshal matav eshal amayla. It refers to the two fires from below and from above, which the Rebbe immediately translates beiz amides the yava veyire, the two emotions of love and fear. Umishneim yachto, and only when you have hapam you love ish. When I first have the two ish, the fire of ahava and the fire of yira, bo inyin you love ish alive. After loving the Eibishter and fearing the Eibishter, when you do Torah mitzvahs, you feel connected to the Eibishter, or you get a joy. Ukapashtas ha'inyan. What does this mean? Simply, the pasuk zeh koya Yankav Avinu. Who is the husband of Leah? Yankav Avinu. Turn the page. Shemidasehi amid akeleles beiz amid the Avav Yireh. The Yankav Avinu includes Avav Yireh. So Leah says, in order for me to feel a connection to Yankav Avinu, which is the joy of Yiddishkeit, the beauty of Yiddishkeit, I have to first love the Eibishter and fear the Eibishter, which gets me in touch with the Eibishter. But the understanding that you must take from this maimed, the way I understand it, best of them kenechach nishgeben, is this: that you love the Eibishter and fear the Eibishter, the Torah mitzvahs will have a chayas. V'achakach bo Yehuda, then comes Yehuda, but Yehuda is something altogether different. You love the Eibishter because you're relating to him, that he's close to you. You're awed by the Eibishter because the Eibishter is beyond you. You're connected to the Eibishter because you learn Torah mitzvahs. After that, there's a fourth inyan, which is a humility. Miloshen apam eides avayim. Dinyan ido v'pchinas habitl. It's a complete sense of insignificance in the presence of Hashem. K'mei shekosav achakach v'tamil miledes. When someone is totally butl, what becomes of them? Aidi de torad lemivla leipolot. If you're so busy bittling yourself to your source, you cannot do anything. Leah stops having children biologically because the bittle to the Eibishter makes her in such a state of being a makabo that she can't reproduce. So the pnimius says the bittle of Yehuda results in such a connectedness to the Eibishter that lamata this stops being laid. V'ilamayla says that, but this is beyond migimul efani avedana. First there's Reuven, which means connecting to Hashem really on my terms. Shimon, trying to connect to the Eibishter on the Eibishter's terms, that elicits a motion of fear. And Levi means doing what the Eibishter says so I can feel that connectedness. And Yehuda means recognizing how I am nothing in that relationship. The first three connections, which is love and fear and even joy is still a tenua. It's a motion. What does a motion mean? You have 2 points and something traveling between 1 point and the next. There's no motion because there's no longer two. A yid mit nebishten have become one, and the expression by the yid is zero expression. So the Rebbe says, in order to understand Yehuda, you have to appreciate what came first. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Let's continue to read. It says in some Maimorim, Shebitel ha'odom, that a yid's bitel to the Yebishter, Eino ha'darga hachi nailes ba'avoida, is not the highest level of avoida. El ha'epach, to the contrary, Shehu ha'scholos ha'avoida, v'yaseid ha'avoida, is the beginning of avoida, and the foundation of avoida. I don't understand, says the Rebbe. We are making this presumption that Yehuda happened after Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. I thought it says in Tanya, the very foundation of a Yid. Reishas Avodah, Ikev Shorshes, Yireh Shemayim, Aveda Sovet, Kabbalah Sel Macha Shemayim. And the answer is, Acha Inyan Hu, the Teret Siskim of Uresham, the Bebitl Yesh Beis Madrigas. There's two concepts. There is a Yehuda which comes before everything. And of course, what is the effect of the Yehuda that comes before everything? You do what the Eibishter says. A Yid is told, you have to do mitzvahs. He does mitzvahs. But when a Yid begins with Yehuda, and accordingly does mitzvahs, what do you feel? You feel nothing. You're just doing what the Eibishter says. In truth, you're having the greatest connection to the Eibishter could possibly be. But in terms of experience, you're experiencing nothing. So that's number one. Yehuda comes before everything. After Yehuda comes before everything, there's a Seder. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. But the Yehuda that comes after everything is the experience of this bittel to the Eibishter, which is higher than love and fear and joy. Everybody understands that the foundation of being a Jew is bittel to the Eibishter. In other words, before a Yid begins being fancy and sophisticated in his or her relationship with the Eibishter, there's a bittel. And what does bittel translate into? You do what the Eibishter says. On that basis, on that foundation, then you become more involved. And more involved means I want to connect to Hashem in my world, which is Ahava. I want to connect to Hashem, which is beyond my world, which is Yira. Then I want to connect to Hashem as Hashem is, which is the Simcha of Teira and Mitzvahs that follow the Ahava of Yira. And then there's the Bittel, which is beyond that. After you love the Eibishter, which is only loving Hashem as He provides for me in the physical universe, there's no service like a service of love. Then comes Aveda the Yidah B'Shleimus, a very sophisticated fear, a respect for the Eibishter. Then comes Levi. The Rebbe doesn't spell what the Midah is. And like I told you, this is the Chitas of Wednesday, that the Tiferes makes joy. Why joy? Because I'm experiencing a connection with the Eibishter. And after all of these things comes Shleimus Haveda the Yehuda Ate Duchach of Yehuda, a bittel which is beyond. In other words, this is the standard by Yehuda Ate, as I told you in the introduction. But what the Rebbe does here, that you don't always have in these Maimorim, he says there is the Seder of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and then there's the Yehuda that becomes before Reuven. The Pashtus. The Yehuda that comes before Reuven is pashut necessary practically. The first thing you do is do what you're told. Then you start getting sophisticated. So there's Yehuda, which is the basis for Kabbalah Seol Baruch Hashemayim. Then you have a whole program of human connectedness to the Eibishter, or the connection of the Eibishter as a person. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Shadavka Idei Zen. Only through all of this, Efshaliyat Yotcha Be'erif Evecha V'Gemer, can you put your hand into the back of the neck of your enemy. Explain it. Now, Oyref, the back, right, means what? The place where godliness is not shining, God is not revealed. Acherayim, like I told you in the introduction. The ability to make Acherayim into Ponim, to make the back into the front, is only the Yehuda which follows all the Yonam of Avodah. I'll tell you something very geschmack. In Vayechi, you have the Maisa Mitzchem, right? Hashem says to Yankov, says to Yitzhak Batzadik, I'm giving you an extra shtickle, Shechem. How does Chassidus explain Shechem? The plate, the shoulder. What is the shoulder? The place where the ponim meets the Acherayim. Yankov says to Yosef, I am giving you a koyach to make from Acherayim ponim. And I believe that's what the Rebbe is saying here. Yotcha be'erif evecha, that when you go through all of these steps, then you can have the madrege of Yotcha be'erif evecha. And the Rebbe says, Vihine. That's the first chiddush. Now the second point. I have to learn a lesson from this. And the Rebbe does not tell us at all what it is. Not at all. He says, learn a lesson, and in the language that we're so accustomed to, the whole rest of the paragraph is justifying that statement. How can I say you should learn a lesson? Why not? Why not? Because we know in Canaan of us, Allah Shleish, there are only three of us, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. When it comes to the Shvatim, not every Yid has a Shaykhah to the Avodah of every Shevet. As they state all over. The Rebbe says, Afapikain, every Yid has a Shaykhah to every Shevet. It gives a bunch of excuses. First of all, the Shvatim are the children of Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov is the source of the 12 Shvatim, and he includes all of them. So that means you have a Shaykhah to Yaakov, you have a Shaykhah to how each one of the Shvatim is in Yaakov. Second of all, when Yaakov gave the Brachas, first he gave each one a separate bracha, and then he included all of them in all the brachas. Kum tachayis, that every shevet has each one of the other shvatim included in him. It's simply a question of what's primary and what's secondary. And several other explanations that amount to every year does a shaykhas, every one of the shvatim, even though it says in so many shvatim that not every year does a shaykhas, every one of the shvatim. That's what this paragraph is about. And on that basis, the Rebbe says, every year has to learn a lesson from this and avoid. I don't know what the lesson is, but I'm going to tell you a thought anyway. For better or for worse. And what I want to suggest is that you have Yehuda, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. That's what this Maimed is saying, right? There's the Yehuda, which is the simple Kabbalah said. Do what the Abishad says. Then you have love, which is close, fear, which is more distant. Joy, I guess we could say, what's making what is far close. And then there's the ultimate Bittul. So which is higher? The Yehuda, which is at the end of all of Avodas, or Yehuda, which is before all Avodas? It seems like a no-brainer. Of course, the Yehuda, which is before all Avodas, what does the Rebbe call it? Haschalas Aveda B'Seid Aveda. It's not the highest thing. The Yehuda, which is at the end, is an incredibly lofty level, right? But you have some Maimori Chasidus and Sikhis, where the Rebbe will tell you that the Kabbalah Seil in the beginning of Aveda is not only greater than the Reuven, Shimon, and Levi that follow, it's even greater than the Yehuda that comes after that. And perhaps, I don't know, the Rebbe doesn't say, but perhaps this is what the Rebbe is hinting to, that the Yehuda before Avodah has a Hira to a person, even he's involved in all the more advanced Madrigas of Avodah. I want to mention this to you before I leave. The Shar Yichud Vemun has an introduction, which is, it's a very important, Chinuch Katan is a Sefer, it's two pages, it's a ganze Sefer. But one of the things that the Rebbe talks about there, and I'm using my own words now, is choices. A person says to himself, I'm going to live like a plain Jew. I'm going to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. I'm not going to have any trouble. Al-Tabi says, no, you're wrong. You must engage in la'asei soli ahava. You must try and develop what we call in our culture a pnimiyas dika connection to Eibishter. A connection to Eibishter based on ahava. A connection to Eibishter based on yira, which perhaps will bring to simcha. And Al-Tabi says, and I know that there's risks. If you just learn Torah and do mitzvahs and don't bother engaging in what pnimis dikin and yonim, you're safe because you'll be consistent, steady, every day with what the Rebbe Shter wants. As opposed to the Yid who starts getting involved in Avav Yira, when you start getting involved in pnimis dik avedis, the Pasuk says, Sheva Yipot Tzadik Vakom. You start doing avedis that are higher, so every time you want to go from level to level, you fall. So the Alter Rebbe says, but you should know that a person who's looking for pnimius, who falls, is still higher than the ordinary yid in his fallen state. And therefore the Alter Rebbe proposes that no mezotan and yonim pnimia. If you will, the simple yid is the Yehuda before the Aveda. And the Alter Rebbe is saying, don't be a simple yid. Be a Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, in spite of all the risks that involves. But the person who's involved in trying to develop Oma Pnimis, the connection to the Eibishter, even when they're in a state of Nefila, they're still higher than everybody else. Let's finish the Maimon. Page Pei Gimel. Vehine. Aidei Aveda Zuhu Shleimusa. When we serve the Eibishter, and we do it perfectly, in other words, HaBittel, the Bechina Zapa Medes Avaya, Bittel. And there's the Bittel which is after all of the steps of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and there's the Bittel which is before all of it. Boim Lehem Shech Birchas Yankov comes what the Yankov, you know, then benches Yehuda at Yavei Shile until Mashiach comes. Yavei Shile is begematria Mashiach, as you all know, right? What is special about Mashiach? V'le Yikhas Amim. V'liyikas hamim translates the Rebbe that he gathers in all the nations of the world. And I suppose you would put it this way: Yotcha be'eirech evecha is the beginning of making acharayim into ponim. L'yikas hamim is the continuation of that. The Rebbe explains yikas hamim, four lines into the Pedig. V'alzeh nema v'loyikas hamim ki. B'zman ha-Mashiach, at the times of Mashiach, yigil l'kutz gambu b'seir. Yehuda's influence achieves its peak. Yehuda ata yedur ha-rabitl, which affects Yotcha be'eirech evecha, but beyond that you have Mashiach, and beyond that you have Gilia l'kutz b'umis ha'elam. Like the Rambam writes, that Mashiach comes and all the nations of the world together as one. Likrei kulam b'shem ha-deshem ol'ovdei shchem echad. Five lines on the end of the Maimon. Vachati aliyah gam b'yisrael, Yidden will go even to a higher madrege. And the text says, Meshav ani mo, Meshav ani also have an aliyah. U'kamavu'er. But Kama Makemeth Chassidus explains, Shem Yishiach yilam et teda gam, as Meshav Rabbeinu v'ha'ovis, v'kol shkin ha'shvatim will teach teda also to Meshav Rabbeinu. Right, what's the saying? Yem yeh. Shiach is the ultimately humble man. He'll teach teda to us, and he'll teach teda to the ovis, and there's not going to be any conflict. Mashiach's coming is going to reveal something beyond all the revelations that happened before, and it happens ayidei masein v'avedesein b'meshach shita v'shinda v'amav v'cholu v'kol zayir b'mehera b'yameinu mamish u'bagolu b'dai.